You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with Francis Warren. Francis, Liam Williams, you were confident throughout the week.
Really,
he didn't let himself down, Liam. Nah. It was a good fight he had on Andrade Hurt. I think it was in the third and the ninth round, yeah. But just couldn't pin him down. What are your assessment of the fight?
I mean, congratulations to Demetrius. I thought it was terrific, just a good performance. I don't think Liam could have done any more. I mean, you know, you can't hit what you can't catch. And that is, I think, probably the best assessment I can give, really, because, you know, I think, you know, you've shown anyone that Liam clips and can't get away from him. He could have stopped Andrade tonight if he'd followed up when he had him hurt in the third and the ninth. But you know, Demetrius had the wherewithal to still be able to slip shots and get away from him and recover. And I tell you, he done a front uppercut.
It's from the floor.
The leverage he gets on it is unreal. So I mean, I wouldn't be too surprised if Liam said that he had that at the back of his mind, because they were big uppercuts.
Yeah, and we could hear them ringside. Yeah. The knockdown in the second and stuff like that, when Liam went down, he seemed hurt. Were you thinking, oh no, this might be an early night, or did you feel like it's all right, it's the end of the round?
I thought I was more worried in the first round, to be honest. I just thought, you know, it's a massive sacrifices he would have made for his training camp. He said, 12 to 14 week camp. He's been over here 10 days, and I just thought, nah, don't do that, not first round. And he just got caught, but he got through it. Second round, showed a heart of a lion, or a dragon, I should say.
Dragon.
And, got off the floor just about. I did think it was done, to be honest, because he left it, 8, and he was still there. Yeah. And that was a long couple of seconds. He done himself proud. And I want to say, he'd definitely come again. And he showed he belongs at that world level, because he coped with Andrade. I thought the two judges that had the same score, was it 118, 109, I thought, it's a bit disrespectful and a bit wide. But, 116... Was it 116, 111?
111, yeah, five rounds in it.
Fair enough, can't argue with that. But
It didn't tell the story of the fight, those last two scorecards, did it?
No, I think, if someone's just catching up on BoxRec, they'll think that Liam got absolutely, steamrolled every round, but he didn't. He was well in that fight. He was always a danger, and I'm gutted for him, because, not just him, we all believed he was going to do it. I thought he did have the beating of Andrade, but got proved wrong.
The thing is, as well, Gary Hearn said he's had me and Andrade five fights and he hasn't lost a round. Well, he lost rounds against. I know it's a consolation prize, you want to be the world champion, but there is some positives to take from that in terms of he did take some rounds off Andrade, which a lot of fighters didn't do. So, like you said, he belongs at that world level. So it's your job and MPK's job, obviously, to keep him at that level and get him a top 10 opponent. Is that what we're...
Of course it is. There's no backward steps now. I mean, Liam's been around long enough. I mean, he's been a pro since 2014. Mm-hmm. He's been around long enough now to know that what company he should be kept in. And it is at that world level. I think, it'll be a fight, and then we'll see where we sit. But, credit to him. Come over here, he's on a white turf, did himself proud.
Tough as old boots, Liam, isn't he?
Oh, fuck, just a bit. I mean, I was just sitting there and I'm thinking, how is he, not even standing up, he's still marching forward, taking shots, march forward. I was thinking, Andrade was having a minute off every round. I was thinking to myself, to Liam, give yourself a bit of a breather here, because he was just, I couldn't believe it. The amount of shots.
That's the first time I've seen you lost for words.
The amount of shots. I'm just thinking back. How many of them uppercuts? You can't count. But it just shows how tough he is, Liam. Because I don't think anyone else would have got through the rest of that fight.
Still belief in you that he can be a world champion?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing, Demetrius, I've never seen Andrade that aggressive either. Because I don't think anyone's put it on him like that. And. It's not a consolation, because Liam took more shots probably than anyone else has done, but he did better than anybody else. And he's a great champion, Demetrius, two-weight world champion, fully deserves respect. And, he could definitely go up to super middle and become three-weight world champion.
Well, I know Andre's not your fighter, but for us, he needs to fight one of the champions now, doesn't he?
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah. I mean, you know, don't want to say tonight wasn't a big fight, because it was a huge fight for us. It was a big night for us. But I think Andrade was trying to put himself in the shop window for the, you know, those super fights. And I think people will struggle with him. I really do. And there's been a few comments this week about the fact that he's been avoided by people. The fact is, Liam Williams stepped up and probably took a fight that not many other people would. Mm-hmm. So, huge credit to Liam. Congratulations to Demetrius. And great night, great fight.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I want to go and try and enjoy my last day in Miami. So, one final question. Your thoughts on this whole week and the build-up for this fight and Liam himself?
I've got to say, it's been a good week. We looked after well. I think preparation for Liam was fantastic. No excuses, just got beat by the better guy tonight. But we'll see him again. And I want to say good luck to Demetrius for the rest of his career, because he's a gentleman, he's a good guy, and fair play to him.
See, for the fans watching this, Queensberry and Matchroom can work together in sweet harmony. There you go, we'll leave it there, Francis.
Top man, cheers.
Honestly, I enjoyed my breakfast with you this morning as well, so thanks so much, man. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.